RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Oh yeah, Thursday morning. What's up, Richmond? MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide. On the free Odyssey app Thursday morning, hanging out with Megan. It's Thursdays with Friends. You're a friend, so yet Thursdays with Friends traditionally counts the three people we have on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Not to exclude you, because we certainly don't want you to feel excluded here.
It's here. No, I get it.
Okay, but we only have one friend today.
Okay, yeah. Aw. Wait, which one?
We got
Now I'm concerned.
We've got Party.
Okay.
At 11.
I mean, I love all of them.
They're
no
all
offense.
Great. We've got tomorrow, Gary Hess on Friday. So we'll have a special Friday with Gary getting us ready for the high school football game of the week because it's playoffs tomorrow. As you know, high school football playoffs have begun. Gary tomorrow, Lane Casadante said it's the last nice golfing day of the year. I can't argue with that.
It's too cold.
Not if
I think that pass for me personally, but go ahead.
Not if you're a golfer. The hardcores will be out there for another couple weeks. So good for him getting out there before another big edition of Friday Night Lights and the Friday Night show on CBS 6, which is always my favorite to watch after the high school playoff game. So all of which is to say, Parney will be here at 11.
We love Parney.
And you'll be hanging out. So that's great, too. VCU hoops last night. And I don't know that I've ever opened a show by complimenting, congratulating a coach on getting a technical foul. But I think today's the day. Phil Martelli Jr., coach of the Rams, terrible call in the second half. And it was becoming a lethargic basketball game at that point. It was becoming a little bit of a, all right, sleeper, they're going to beat St. Peter's, let's move on to NC State, excited for the road trip to Raleigh on Monday. It gave a little life, it gave a little energy. I don't know what was up with those refs. Now, this NC State game overall just got a lot more fascinating because I don't know if you saw NC State last night. They had Fowlapalooza there in Raleigh. They easy win over UNC Greensboro, but they had a player ejected for slapping a member of the other team, which is not ideal. They've now had 5 technical fouls in 3 games this season, 2 of them on Will Wade. So on Monday, we've got NC State and we've got VCU, and the coaches will have a combined 3 technical fouls in 5 games entering this one. So we're going to have some fun down in Raleigh. Road trip on Monday down there. Of course, lots to get to before then as well. We'll make some football picks at 11:30. It is finally time to tip my hand on how I feel about the Washington Commanders, and I'm going to take the Washington Commanders this week. I think this is the team meeting principle, the players-only meeting principle. You call it before a game that you know you'll win. I don't know that they'll win this game. I don't know that Dan Quinn's confidence in winning this game is not misplaced. It might be. Miami's good. But I think he, in making the Joe Witt move this week, put down the flag. I think we can win this week. This is the motivational move we need. Because if they don't win, putting Joe Witt on double secret probation is not going to get the job done. Not among this fan base and not among anybody who follows the Commanders. More changes will be demanded, and I think more changes will be warranted if this defense doesn't start rolling. So we've got a Commanders news this morning that has nothing to do with the team. They're off in Madrid. They're doing work back home. They announced in a press release here 4 minutes ago, in fact. So I'm reading this as you're reading this for the first time. The Washington Commanders announced the selection of HKS, a global architecture and design firm, as the lead architect for the team's new state-of-the-art stadium. HKS's venues include SoFi Stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, and AT&T Stadium. Those are the three. Those are the best of the new stadiums. The U.S. Bank Stadium is the one in Minneapolis, the Pirate Ship, which is a phenomenal venue. If you haven't been there, Commanders are there in a couple of weeks. That's worth checking out. Minneapolis is not worth checking out in December. There's no golfing weather there. Of course, Jerry World set the tone for new stadiums, and then SoFi is just $5 billion a cool. A lot of cool oozing from that place. It fits the vibe of California very well, if not the football vibe overall. So there you go. Commanders choose a new architect for their stadium. A little news to hit you with this morning. I also want to dive deep on Virginia Tech basketball, which now apparently has an NBA lottery pick on its team. We'll get into that. Hokies in Tallahassee in football this weekend. That's less worth getting into. I think all eyes are now firmly on Tech UVA, final game of the year. UVA's got to survive Duke first. We'll see if Chandler Morris plays. We'll keep an eye on that as well. It'd be a good road trip for the Commanders fans. Minneapolis in December. You'll love that stadium. It's where UVA won its national title. Great venue. That should be a good game. J.J. McCarthy's struggling, right? And I think that's why Dan Quinn put his eggs in the coaching change basket this week. I think that he believes this is a winnable matchup against a Miami team that is coming off a win, but it is on the whole overall down this year. I think they've got to get one, though. Otherwise, Joe Witt double secret probation is not going to get the job done around here. I also get, for the fans who are in Madrid, and we see Megan, I was telling you about our guys JP and B Mitch. There they are, yeah, at Radio Marca, Madrid's finest sports talk 24/7. They're on the Monumental Network in Spain right now.
That's very cool.
Awad was like, I feel bad for all the fans who are in Spain because the team's so bad. I can't do it. They're in Spain.
I know, yeah.
Watching football.
That's not bad.
It's going to be all right for them.
We'll go to Spain.
I raise my hand as tribute. Left Bennett? Hand up. I'll go to Spain. I'll do it. I'll take one for the team. Commit to the... They've got the best ham in Spain. Everybody's really like, the ham's
seriously
so good here. They're like, but no, the ham's actually really, really good in
that
Spain.
Is the most random poll. I wouldn't have thought of ham when I think of Spain.
You gotta be known for something. They got the ham. That's where it's at. Here's the other thing. When the ball kicks off on Sunday, everybody's planned this trip for months. You got the people who live in Spain who are Americans who this is their one chance every year to see an NFL game. You've got the Commanders fans who are going to be in the stadium, convinced their team's going to win. You've got the Dolphins fans who are there, convinced their team's going to win. It's going to be a phenomenal atmosphere in that stadium on Sunday. Even if Terry McLaurin's not playing, even if Jaden Daniels isn't playing, it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere for football inside that stadium. Once the ball kicks off, everybody's going to, they got a halftime show, they got the works. Daddy Yankee, the halftime show. He's Caribbean, not not Spanish.
Like, Daddy Yankee's awesome, though.
Right, but was there like a confusion there? Like, we're going to Spain. They speak Spanish. I know a guy who speaks Spanish. Well, it's a different Spanish.
Yeah, no, there's a little mix up there.
They'd be like, yeah, we're playing a game in Montana. Who should we get? Ed Sheeran. He's English. Like, yeah, they speak English in Montana. I'm not sure we connected 100% of the dots there.
But is it going to be awesome? Yes.
I think it's going to be a fun morning. Wake up with us on the Fan, 6:30 a.m. Pregame starts on Sunday from Madrid. Kickoff at 9:30, and of course, the gut check and everything else will take you into the afternoon, into a phenomenal slate of NFL games this week. NFL's been letting us down the last couple of weeks. This is as promising as it gets. Multiple great games in each window, and then a good Sunday nighter as well. So we'll make the picks later in the show. We'll get to that. We'll wrap up VCU basketball as well. Good to see Lazar Djokovic back on the court last night. 4 blocks, 30 minutes of play. Certainly looked good. Tyrell Ward, 15 points, 23 minutes of play. Sure feels like they got everybody in a groove and rolling going into this big game against NC State. Great opportunity to match up against an ACC team. Three-pointers, 8 for 22. That's where they'll clean up between now and then. Nick Lewis, 0 for 2 behind the arc. I don't worry about him. He's going to be just fine, just like we are. Show's off and running here. We got 2 hours with you. We'll take you to AWOD Radio. Grant and Danny will drive you home Thursday night high school walkthrough tonight. Get you ready for playoff action. First round for the public schools. Wrapping it up for the private schools. That big Benedictine Trinity matchup on Saturday. It seems to be an annual event that we look forward to, and it's back for more this year. We're back for more right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1
FM. Yeah, be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, taking you up to noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes over, taking you around town, giving you the latest from Madrid.
Feels weird already to have the updates in the books by the time this show starts, but that's where we're at. Practice done for the day at Real Madrid, where the Commanders are hanging out this week. Miami Dolphins will face them on Sunday. And if you're an early bird, our pregame starts at 6:30 a.m. right here on the Fan, ahead of the Dolphins and the Commanders in Madrid. The party line all week has been, we love going to Spain because it's a chance to get away and build some team bonds while things aren't going great. I don't know if there's ever a bad time to spend a week in Spain. But I also think that this is a high-pressure week for the Commanders, because Dan Quinn stripped Joe Witt of his duties on Monday. That's a statement thing to do. I think it's an important week to validate that, to bounce back with that. But I want to talk about Virginia Tech basketball. Hello. Did not see that being a storyline this early in the season, but they've got a potential NBA lottery pick on their roster, which is absolutely insane to me, but also really cool. It's going to give us a reason to watch Virginia Tech basketball this year. Neo Nioklis Evdalis is from Greece, was originally considered here in the NBA draft, withdrew, ended up at Virginia Tech, where it's very clear he's going to be the star player this year. And they beat Providence in overtime, which is not a nothing win there. That was a very nice win. He put up 32 in that effort, and then they get their second win of the season against St. Joseph's this week, 94-59, against a St. Joe's team that is not a pushover, which is pretty cool that we're talking about Virginia Tech basketball being relevant. And you know UVA basketball is going to be relevant as well with Ryan Odom and with the money they're putting into that program. But here's John Rothstein, CBS Sports. This is how Virginia Tech ended up in on one of the biggest prospects of the year.
Neo's world. I'm talking about Virginia Tech freshman Nioklis Evdalis, who had 33, 6 rebounds, and 6 dimes in Saturday's overtime win over Providence at Mohegan Sun. I talked about Nioklis Evdalis after I was at a Virginia Tech practice in the preseason. I thought that he had a chance to do for Virginia Tech what Yegor Demon did for BYU last season. But we saw on Saturday that Nioklis Evdalis is much more advanced from an offensive perspective in the mid-range, obviously creating for others. He's all of 6'9 at point guard. And there's an interesting backstory here. The agent for Neoklis Abdalis is Alex Tsiratsis, who is also the agent for Giannis Antetokounmpo. So he obviously has the best Greek player in the world in the NBA and one of the best players in the world, but he now also has Neoklis Abdalis. And the reason why he ended up at Virginia Tech is Neoklis Abdalis was looking at entering the NBA draft last year. And talking to Alex Tsiratsis earlier, there wasn't really much of a market other than maybe being a second-round pick. And Virginia Tech got into the mix after there was the interest of Abdalis to come to college. And the reason why Virginia Tech was able to get in the mix for a player of this ilk was there's a long-standing relationship between Chester Frazier, who is obviously one of the top assistants in the country and, you know, the top assistant at Virginia Tech, works for Mike Young, second tour of duty for Mike Young, was on staff at West Virginia last year, and Alex Tsiratsis. That was the bridge that got this together. And now, because of that relationship, thanks to Virginia Tech assistant Chester Frazier, Virginia Tech has a player in Abdalis that is appointment television each and every time the Hokies play. And after the performance that we saw on Saturday against Providence, we can easily say that Neoklis Abdalis is going to join the conversation among the best freshmen and the best players in college basketball.
All right, that's something, because there's some pretty good freshmen in college basketball this year. It's funny, in portal world where everybody's talking about, you know, the A-10 acting as a minor league, and then you get called up. And we're seeing some of that, right? Nick Lewis having a great year at VCU. I think it also means, though, the star freshmen are going to be able to jump in and be stars just like they used to. And you think about a Nick Lewis, who didn't have his best game last night but was fantastic last week for the Rams. He's going to get a chance to be on national TV a few times. He's going to get a chance to show off a few times this season, which he wouldn't have if he was at another school, because at the other schools, guys like that were on. And credit to Virginia Tech and the assistants there, building those relationships, making it known this would be a good landing spot for him. And it's not out of the picture for a guy like that to go to a little out-of-the-way place where he's still playing in the ACC. He's still having the opportunity to succeed. And also, he's going to be able to be in that ACC spotlight. He's going to have some big games, some opportunities to show NBA scouts what he's got. And it means we get to watch him play twice against DeRitter over at UVA. That's the opposite story. It's the 22-year-old freshman over at UVA, which, sure, whatever. It's college basketball.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There are no rules anymore. So tons of great freshmen across the street, across the state. Neo at Virginia Tech. Last night, JMU loses at Longwood. That's not one that's going to age particularly great, I don't think, for the Dukes, who have had success in basketball, have a great new stadium, but seems like maybe do not have it together at the moment on the court as they work through. Longwood's got the new coach because they had their dominoes fell as part of all the coaching moves that sent Ryan Odom from VCU up the street to UVA. Lots going on. They beat Hampton earlier this week in the 9 p.m. game. I don't know. Did I register my objections? I can't remember if I did or if that was off air. It may have been off air that I was registering my objection to that. A college basketball game between two teams that nobody wants to watch play on TV should not start at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And boy, that place was empty at the end. Like, I want to watch UVA play against VCU and Tech and Duke. I don't want to watch them play against Hampton. If it's on at 7, I'm barely interested. And we're moving it to 9 for TV. Get out of town with that. That's the way of the world now. ACC Network needs two games a night. That's why you have Stanford. That's why you have Cal. Make them play. That's their problem. We can't be making UVA play at 9 p.m. The people at Charlottesville do not want to attend 9 p.m. basketball games. A lot of the UVA fans drive from Richmond. 9 p.m. game ends at 11. You drive back home, you're home at 1 in the morning, and you got two more days of work? Nah, get out of town with that.
That's a lot.
That's so much. Like, there were nights when I covered games at UVA, we had the 9 o'clock tip. There were games where I would attend the 9 o'clock game, write my story for the newspaper. This is back when the newspaper had the fresh news in it. I would drive home. I would get home about 2 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And the newspaper would be there.
Yeah.
The next day's newspaper.
That's insane.
Beat me home.
Yeah.
From Charlottesville, which is kind of cool.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but
like before I went to bed, I read the next day's news. It's like some Back to the Future stuff right there.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just principally against the 9 p.m. East Coast tip-off. And they've started doing some 9 p.m. kickoffs of football as well. I think you got to cater to the fans at some point. At the end of the day, it's a fan-driven league. Stubbs back. We propped the door open so you weren't able to come barging through. And that's all right. It's not the same, but it's all right. It's kind of the same. We had a great day in here yesterday, Meg. I don't want to, give you FOMO.
Uh-huh.
We had Chili's cater the Stubbapalooza.
See,
yesterday.
Every time I'm out.
Wednesday is the number one free food day at Odyssey Inc.
Odyssey hates me. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying you've been here for a couple years now, and you continue to do this. I can't be here on Wednesdays number.
I can't.
I think the pattern's well established.
Yeah.
The salespeople are here on Wednesdays, and where there are salespeople, food will follow. That's it's not about us.
Do they know who I am?
You're not.
I do Furry Friday on Mix 98.
Yeah, you're not a salesperson.
Yeah.
Yeah. The salespeople must be fed, catered to at all times. Otherwise, the whole thing just goes off the tracks and quits working.
It's just like the Halloween party. I actually emailed back. I told them. I was like, I'm not going to be... That's not Halloween.
Halloween party being 2 days before Halloween was a little unhinged.
It was a little much.
I'll certainly spot you that
one. Thank you. I feel validated.
Absolutely. Got a little unhinged at the Siegel Center last night. Phil Martelli drawing the technical in the second half. I'm now double excited for Monday. One, good on Phil Martelli. He earned that technical. That was a terrible call. The crowd is getting fired up. He got fired up. That's the perfect venue to let your guys know you have their back. I'm going to defend you when stupid stuff happens. Because it was a legitimately terrible call, and it was the right moment for Phil Martelli to give a piece of his mind. I don't think he's going to be a regular technical guy. Now, we're going down to Raleigh on Monday. It's VCU NC State. We're fired up about that. Ryan Odom. Not random. Will Wade already has two technicals this year. NC State as a team has five technicals this year. We're going to have ourselves a football game They're just going to break out at NC State on Monday night when we do the road trip down there. Last night, VCU, five guys in double figures, led by Terrell Ward with his 15, Terrence Hill, 13 and 11 each for Bam, Tracy, Lazar Djokovic, and Barry Evans. I slid in the Bam. I'm still trying it out. Still feels weird to call a guy Bam, but that's what we're doing. So I'm nothing if not a team player. Free throw shooting, they were 26 for 35. That's 74%. The good teams shoot 80%. We're getting closer. I'd like to see that improved by the time we get to conference play, for sure. No VCU basketball this weekend. We'll get you ready Monday nighter. VCU at NC State. We'll be down there in Raleigh. We'll do a road trip show coming back on Tuesday morning. Excited for that. But a big weekend of football. We'll get you ready for it also this morning. The Philadelphia Eagles are in first place. The Philadelphia Eagles seem to be good at football, and yet they insist on creating chaos at every possible opportunity. We'll fill you in on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Matt B on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app, Thursdays with friends. No Gary Hess today. He'll join us tomorrow to get ready for high school playoff action right here on The Fan. Tomorrow night, pregame starts at 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock. They'll take you around to all the games, all the scores, all the action. Should be a ton of fun. Megan holding it down as producer today.
Hello?
Megan, we've got news here.
Yeah.
Sugar Mountain in North Carolina is now open and is the first ski slope in the eastern United States to open for the 2025-26 season.
Okay.
I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this.
And what's it called?
Sugar Mountain.
That's a fun name.
Great name. Yeah. I've never been skiing personally.
Me neither.
So I can't
speak on it.
That tells me winter is coming.
Yeah.
And I'm not here for winter.
Coming. I'm not here for winter either.
I'm a hard out.
Earlier this week, it was like I could take my dog out for a walk in my short sleeve shirt, and then like the next day I was wearing this giant fluffy blanket behind me. You know,
I'm here for one of those two and not the other one.
No,
that's a hard no for me.
I hate it.
It's pumpkin spice season at Starbucks.
Yeah,
it's all the things.
Yep.
Give me the Starbucks news.
So it's about a week old now. It's getting a little old, but
that was so dismissive. All
the
right,
Bear Cup.
How do you not know about this?
Okay. Yeah, because I asked you before the segment. I don't know how you missed the Bear Cup controversy.
I don't know anything about the Bear
thing.
I don't know the first thing about the Bear Cup. Enlighten me.
So, okay, Starbucks came out with a limited edition Bear Cup. It's this glass cup.
Okay.
It's really cute.
You keep saying Bear Cup.
Yes.
Is the cup made out of bear? Does it look like a bear? Does it have a picture of a bear?
No. So it's like a honey jar.
Okay.
You know
that
the
you drink
the
your coffee
ones?
Out of?
Yeah. You know the ones you get from Walmart, and it's just like it's a little a little bear, you know? And
never
like,
once poured my coffee into it, but go on.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's similar. And this one's made out of glass. It's got a little hat. It's got the Starbucks logo. It's very cute. I kind of wanted one.
Limited edition.
Yeah. Very limited, because basically they advertised this thing, and I didn't realize because I had gotten off of the shift with you, and I was like, oh, this is cute. I'll go see if they have one. I didn't realize how big of a deal this was.
It was over.
People were lining up at like 1:30 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. to get this bear cup.
So, I have a lot of questions that mostly involve humanity more so than you and the bear cup.
Yeah.
So, people woke up at 1 a.m.
Yes.
to go to Starbucks to wait in line so that when Starbucks opened, they could buy a Starbucks coffee and it came in a cup that was shaped like a bear.
Yes.
All right. I think I understand the story.
Exactly. But it gets worse than that, because Starbucks did not send enough stock out. So some locations got two bears. They only got two bears.
And
the employees bought them.
Sure.
And
they're on eBay.
Yeah.
I know that part of America.
And people are selling it on eBay for like $250. I saw one price actually just now that was like $1,000, which is insane.
For the bear cup. I think people have too much money.
I think they're delusional.
Beanie Babies Part 2.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a glass Beanie Baby.
Are they gonna start doing this? I mean, they're gonna do 100 of these now. That not Bear Cup, but we're gonna have the Peacock Cup next week, and then the Cat Cup and the Dog Cup.
I could see it. They had to apologize for it. I don't know if they're gonna restock it or not, but like this was like a whole thing because people were crashing out on TikTok about like the employees getting in there and buying it before they got in, and you know, I had to go to work and this ruined my day, and I'm like
imagine spending $1,000 on eBay for the Bear Cup. And next week they announce that they're going to ship 1 million of them to the Starbucks stores and everybody can get one.
That would be the biggest crash out of my life. And then it's like, it's not worth anything.
No.
No. Well, and I just wonder, like, the people that put it out there for that price, like, who's going to buy it? Who do you think's going to buy it?
Somebody's buying it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
I mean, I just went and I was like, do you have any more? And the lady's like, the Bear Cup? No. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, again, because I didn't realize it was this big of a deal.
Yeah, you know, though.
I'm not getting up at like 1:30 or 2 a.m. for a Bear Cup. I'm sorry.
You went to the Maymont Lights
show. I did. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It's beautiful. So the whole park lit up, mainly the Japanese gardens, I guess. They got like big, tall light up flowers. They've got light up birds and like the trees. The best part is like right at the Japanese gardens. It's where the water is. They have like all the trees lit up different colors and it's like a rainbow. And of course, they got different food and, you know, Garden Glow merch, stuff like that. It's a very good photo op.
No bears.
No bears. But you've never been?
I went like 12 years ago when they first
started. Oh my gosh.
I haven't been since, so I gotta go back.
How was it back then?
Great. It was fun, yeah.
Okay.
I just haven't been back since. Mm-hmm. They offered tickets on the email, and I...
That's how I got them.
Come on. I know how much you paid.
Yeah. So it was a good media thing.
All right. Here's the light story I wanted to share with you. Here's what that was teeing up.
Mm-hmm.
Some people in Richmond last night saw the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, which if you saw the Northern Lights, good for you. You can call in 833-804-0910. Here's what I don't get about the Northern Lights, Megan. They look better in a cell phone picture than in real life. Did you know this? So the pictures you see of the Northern Lights, that's not what it looks like with your eyes. It looks very faint with your eyes. Now, I've never seen them, but it looks
me
very
neither.
Faint with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take a cell phone picture, it looks...
So they're not
explosion
doing...
Explosion of color.
Editing on these photos.
No.
Okay, because that's what I assumed.
No.
I assumed a little contrast to it.
The picture just naturally takes as like this glowing... thing in the sky, but your eyes don't see it.
That's weird.
I don't like anything where full stop. I don't like anything where it's gonna look better with a cell phone than with my eyes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sit that one out.
And I think it's interesting too because the way technology has like grown over the past 25 years. So you're telling me like people, you know, 25, 30 years ago, they weren't seeing it like they are today with today's smartphones. You know,
correct. But if they took a camera, they would.
Yeah.
They would get it. So. I'm good to just look at the pictures.
Yeah.
I love nature shows, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I'm never like, wow, I gotta mm-hmm. go see that thing. Like, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
Actually.
I've always
like, I'll go
to
the Grand Canyon. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not waking up at 3 a.m. to go outside and see take a picture of something to see what it looks like that's good.
That's
and I
with
can't
me.
See with my eyes.
That's with me because I'm always like with the lights. I mean, I want to see them one these days. I will. But like, I've just always been too lazy every time it came around. There's too many other things going on. I'm like, I'll catch it next time.
Well, you're up that late, but I'm not.
I am.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder what the science is behind that, though. Like, why is it? You can't see it great in real life, but like on your phone.
I love that you think I might know what the science is.
I was hoping you had a reason.
We'll find out. We'll get MP stats and info to dig into that during the break.
A research.
We'll get the research team on that. Did you have a story for story time?
Hmm?
Or was that, were you doing the bear story?
The bear story was my story, unless you want to talk about my dog.
I'd love to talk about your dog. What is the point of getting a dog if you can't talk about getting a dog?
Exactly. Well, I got a husky. We touched on this a little bit earlier. Dramatic, stubborn baby.
So she'll fit right in.
She'll fit right in because me and my husband are just as dramatic and stubborn.
What kind of dog?
So it's a little husky. She's only 2 months old. Got the beautiful blue eyes. Her name is Blue Sora, which means blue sky. So far, again, she's adorable. She's very happy.
How long have you had her?
Not even a week.
Okay. How many nights have you slept since then?
So it's funny because I actually, like we said, I didn't sleep earlier when we were talking off air, but I have slept better than you would think.
Okay.
So her thing is we put her in the cage, you know, at night because we can't watch her. We're sleeping. And she screams for about 5 minutes, bloody murder, and then
doesn't like the
goes
cage.
To bed.
Doesn't like the cage.
No. I mean, okay. She's getting used to it, but the cat hates her. The cat absolutely hates her. The funny
thing. Does she hate the cat?
No, she wants to be friends. She just goes running right up, and the cat just smacks her around.
Excellent.
I was telling you this.
Everybody playing their part.
Yeah. And then, of course, I was telling you the story off air, how dramatic she is. You know, I took her for a walk, accidentally stepped on her paw. The other dogs we have at home, they would just yelp and go on their way. This one just screamed and screamed and screamed. And I picked her up and she kept screaming in the middle of the neighborhood. She wouldn't stop. She started limping. I was like, oh my gosh. They said huskies were dramatic.
So, you got your hands full.
Yeah. She did the same thing to my dad too. My dad was just holding her the other day and she started screaming and Vince went running, my husband, and he runs upstairs. He's like, what is going on? And my dad was like just holding her and she was just screaming and he let her go and she stopped. But again, she is adorable. We're going to do a lot of puppy training classes though.
Yeah.
Do you have any dogs? I forget.
No, I had dogs growing up, but okay. We don't have dogs right now. I love dogs. For a long time, I traveled to D.C. multiple days a week, so that's not conducive to the dog lifestyle.
It's not, because that was one of our concerns, is like my husband and I work a lot, and so we were kind of concerned about getting her the exercise and the attention that she needs. So far, it's worked out well, but...
I mean, you're kind of the spokesperson for dogs.
Yes.
In
yep.
the area.
Yep. With Furry Friday from
exactly.
Mix 98.1.
So you gotta have one.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. On the other side, we'll tell you how one of the best basketball players in Greece ended up at Virginia Tech. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app ahead of a great weekend of NFL football. I'll be honest, the games have been a bit of a letdown the last couple of weeks, but we're in line for some winners this week. One guy who brings the winners is the host of the Party Time podcast. You may also know him from his work with the Richmond Flying Squirrels, or just being around town. He's Parney. What's up, dude?
MP on the mic. What a shaking. It's a glorious fall week here in Richmond, and running around having a good time and looking forward to a weekend. I'm really looking forward. I'm a huge fan of College Game Day, and they're going to be in Pittsburgh, and we have a personal connection to somebody who's going to be involved in that show, the one former guest on the Party Time podcast and the only number 36, the bus. I can't tell you what he's going to be doing because that's a secret, but check out Game Time on Saturday, and he's doing something on the field before the game. That's what he told me the other night. So looking forward to that. And we had a good week picking games last week, you told me, but we don't talk about a hot streak around here.
4-0-1. There's room for improvement, Parney. Just saying. There you did not perfect. 4-0-1.
Who tied?
The Bears pushed. You had them giving 4 to the Giants, and they won by 4.
And I got somebody fired, didn't it?
and Russell Wilson benched for Jameis Winston.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Jameis Winston.
Russ just needs to head on back to Richmond for a visit, don't you think?
So end of career athletes, you know this, Parney. You've been in the sports business for a long time. It's not like there are no athletes who truly walk into the sunset, which is funny to say that because obviously we were just talking about Jerome Bettis, one of the few who's pulled it off correctly. Almost every pro athlete in any sport that's had any success hangs around too long and ultimately has to be ushered off the stage. And that does not damage their legacy. That's a thing I always say on here. Michael Jordan with the Wizards doesn't damage his legacy. Brett Favre with the Vikings doesn't damage his legacy. They're all-time greats, and Russell Wilson will always have Seattle. That said, this has been a rough 3 years to bounce to three different cities and now get benched in three different cities. That's a tough finish.
Yeah. And that's, well, that's one of the keys in anything in life, right? No matter what you do for a living, like, you know, when do you pump the brakes a little bit? When do you say goodbye? All that kind of stuff. I think of Calvin Johnson as one, you know, who got out into, now he was playing for some of the most dreadful teams in the Lions. But Megatron got out in his prime. There's a few others.
Barry Sanders,
speaking of Detroit, Barry Sanders is another one. There's some that were, you know, Jim Brown's another one that comes to mind, the late, great Jim Brown. So, yeah, it's a really interesting subject that doesn't really just apply to sports. It applies to anything in life.
And in football in particular, like, you've been in NFL stadiums. I've been in Major League Baseball stadiums. I remember when they were opening Nats Park, they let the college teams there, George Washington and I think George Mason, play an exhibition game to, like, test out the stadium, and Ryan Zimmerman was there, and they, like, he was hanging out with the college kids in the locker room, and one of them was like, how do you do 162 games a year? Like, we do 40 games, and it feels like a lot. Like, it's a grind to do it. And he's like, when you run out there and there's 40,000 people yelling and screaming, and there's that, like, you get juiced up. There's nothing like it, which is a thing I think about. You know, football is the exact same. Like, you know, Beamish, Santana Moss, all these guys keep hanging around the team, both because they love the game, and also you'll never match that adrenaline rush of an NFL game day.
Yeah, I mean, even you know, what I did for, like, it's pretty cool to have a microphone standing on the pitcher's mound with 10,000 people on July 3rd or July 4th doing sing-alongs with you, you know, and that's an adrenaline rush that, you know, you don't get in most jobs, and, you know, some, but in the locker room, like, you know, I'm still very grateful that Lou and Anthony and Ben and everyone here has me around as a senior advisor, because one of the things I enjoy the office, and I'm sitting here right now, I enjoy the adrenaline and the rush that I get from being around the staff and the Squirrels family. But on game day, if you see me at a Squirrels game, I'm usually down in the dugout before the game, and then I go in the locker room, and that locker room environment is something you get used to, and it's a comfortable, safe space if you've been in the sports world, because it is the space where, you know, you can totally let your hair down, and so I still enjoy, and I'm grateful that I'm still around those environments, because it would be tough to be completely cut off from that after, in my case, 35 plus years of being around it. So I get it. And I just saw, right, ironically, I don't know how we got on this conversation, but right before we got on the air, Stone Cold Steve Austin had a social media piece with Dale Earnhardt Jr., and he was talking about how tough it was, you know, for getting out of the wrestling and retiring at the age of 38 due to injury, which was not on his own terms, but he loved the wrestling life so much that he had a hard time adjusting. So, yeah, I think there's a lot to be said for that. I'm a fortunate one that Lou has allowed me to kind of slow it down instead of stop, and that's been very important to my happiness and my success.
And you've got a great crew there, of course, who's taking care of business. Parney time. You never know where it's going to go. That's why we love Parney time. And I was thrilled yesterday to get the text that the Parney time is taping again, which made me very happy.
Well, we're going to do one more for season two. I want to get your thoughts and the thoughts of Cheats and Joe T. Well, we don't really get Joe T's thoughts. He just says, hell yeah, hell no. But the Party Time Pub Club, I keep threatening to have a big party for you guys because it's been fun. Wyatt Kruger, our producer, our Virginia Tech's finest. We're going to have one final show for the 2025 calendar year for season two, taping it next week, and it's going to be a best-of format. When we talk about our guests, you think about our guests for season two. I mean, season one, the guests were amazing. Season two, Ryan McGee from ESPN. We had Joe Mikulik, who's Texas Tailgaters manager and the world-famous banana ball. I don't have the list in front of me here.
Billy Wagner was on.
Hall of Famer Billy Wagner, yet another Hall of Famer. We've had like in 22 shows or something, we've had like five or six Hall of Famers in their respective sport. Jeff Jarrett, Wrestling Hall of Famer.
Was David Justice this season?
David Justice was the first one of season two. We had a couple of former Matt Capps, all-star closer for the Washington Nationals, Pittsburgh Pirates. Steve LaRude, who is a real-life Crash Davis. So I was actually talking to someone at the VCU game last night up at Ed's suite, and just telling him about Party Time. He's like, "Oh, I got to check it out." So please check out Party Time. Obviously, you can hear it on The Fan. By the way, there was a Bennett Zier sighting at the game last night as well, just so you know.
I was sorry to miss you. I was with Bennett in the Commonwealth Club pregame. We had I've got a second life. I do the Richmonder. We had a Richmonder board meeting last night at 7. So I did the pregame, and then when the game started, I had to dip out. So I was sorry to hear that you were upstairs the whole time. Now, I was in the Commonwealth Club. Look, that's where the fancy people are. But apparently you were in the Tommy J. West Club, where the fancier people are. So, whatever.
I wasn't even there. I was in the Eddie Mack Club, which is where nobody is.
wherever the velvet rope is, the bouncer with the earpiece, pull you away. Oh, yeah, Parney, you could come. MP, why don't you go hang out with the regulars in the Commonwealth Club?
I was going to go down there, Cole. I got the 911 411 from AWOD. And he's like, "Well, are you coming to the game?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm on my way right now." He said, "BZ's here looking for you." So I was trying to get there, but this is a good problem. I was just telling some of the Squirrel staff members, every 10 feet, people are asking me about Carmack's Park. It's unbelievable, man. It's just so cool. And don't stop doing it, fans, because I love it. But this community is so pumped up about Carmack's Park and what's lying ahead for the Squirrels. That it took me a long time just to get to Eddie Mack's office. So I was glad that Bennett came up after that. So it was good to see him. Speaking of the future, the Squirrels have something on Monday I want to talk about real quick before we get to the picks. Taking Flight, the next chapter at the Bird Theater. It's a great event that the Squirrels front office staff is planning. Starts at 11:30. It is an invitation situation, but the public can't come, but we need you to go to the Squirrels Facebook page and RSVP before Monday. It's going to be a lot of great announcements, not only about the Squirrels and how things will look in the future, hint, but also some other entertainment announcements for the future of Carmack's Park and the Flying Squirrels. So Taking Flight, the next chapter, Monday, November 17th at the Bird Theater. We need you to RSVP, please, on the Squirrels Facebook page and the staff. I'm just the casual sidecar right now, and to hear the things they have planned and to hear the things that they're doing makes me once again, like I always do, feel like a proud papa of all the people that are doing great things for the Flying Squirrels.
As you should be. Go to the Squirrels Facebook page, get registered for that. Parney, we got 5 games for you. You know how this works. You pick them against the spread. Let's start in Madrid. International game Sunday morning. Commanders, 2.5-point underdogs against the Miami Dolphins in Madrid.
Wow. Are you going to hit me with that one right away? Like the Dolphins and the Commanders in Madrid? It sounds dreadful, that game.
The pregame starts at 6:30 a.m. Parney, get up with your coffee, get ready.
Hey,
but you're gonna need some Baileys in it.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, MP.
So true.
Even though the Dolphins upset a lot of people's eliminator polls last week, including yours truly, by beating the Bills like a drum, I don't know, man. There's just something about Dan Quinn and the Commanders I don't feel like it's over with yet. So let's go with the Commanders getting 2.5, even though they're decimated by just about every dreadful injury you can think of.
They are. You mentioned the Bills. Bills hosting Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, looking to get right. Bills are 5.5-point favorites at home.
Well, they got to get right. I don't know if they can, but we're going to roll that they will in front of the Bills Mafia. 5.5 is a little more than what I'd want to give, I feel like. And Tampa Bay's coming off of a loss too, right?
Yeah, we can't negotiate, though. We're not allowed to negotiate the spread. It's just written down.
Well, but
Tampa lost to New England last week at home.
Some of my degenerate friends could. I think they can get the spread up or down by how much money they put on. But that's not me. I'm speaking for a friend. Let's go with Buffalo, even though I don't like that spread. I'm on record as saying I don't like that spread. Let's go with Buffalo. Hey, here's my thing. Either the Bills have a breakout game and they get back to their old self, or they're in for a long rest of the season.
And it's wild that the Patriots are as good as they are. I thought they'd win that. I thought the Bills would have that division easy. Speaking of divisions that are tightly contested, Seahawks, Rams, both 7-2. Winner will be in the driver's seat in the NFC West. Rams 3-point favorites at home.
Well, I mean, being at home in LA is like, have you watched those fans? Like they show up late, they leave early, and they sit on their hands all the time. So I don't think that's anything, but they do have the old GOAT in Matt Stafford and a lot of tools. I'm going to go with the Rams -3 on that. I don't know that I'm a believer that the Seahawks are right there yet.
The America's Game of the Week, 4:25 p.m., Chiefs at the Broncos. Broncos 3 up on the Chiefs, so if they could win this one, they'd be 4 up with 6 to play. They'd be in a good spot. Bo Nix has been struggling recently. Chiefs surging, although they're only hovering around 500. Chiefs are 4-point favorites on the road.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
That's an interesting spread.
Well, the Chiefs are definitively the better team. Regardless of record, yeah,
right. But it's still a lot. Like my old Parney trick back in the old days. That's the seven Vegas likes them by 7 points. Then right.
So I think the Chiefs are a good team.
What's America without the Chiefs and Tate and Taylor Swift going to the playoffs? And they got to win these games, or they're in jeopardy going to the playoffs. So let's go with the Chiefs -4.
All right, Sunday Night Football, the Eagles and the Lions, another good one. So many good games this week, Parney, and I made you pick the one in Madrid. Lions are 2.5-point underdogs in Philly.
We changed the name to that, to Madrid.
Madrid. we can work with that. Lions.
You can use that one. You don't even have to footnote me.
Lions, 2.5-point underdogs. They're in Philly.
I don't care. I'm going with Dan Campbell and the Lions. I'm not saying... The Eagles are their usual dysfunctional self, but that fits with Philly, right? I mean, they're perfect for each other. The coach is perfect for them. I love A.J. Brown, but that's a whole soap opera they got going there. The Lions are about ready to turn it on. They had a dreadful performance 2 weeks ago. I'm going Lions, underdogs, and I would even take them on the money line if you give it to me.
Eagles are going to win this game, Parney, so that's the one we disagree on, but it's good to have healthy disagreement. And it's great to talk to you, Parney Time, Season 2, everywhere you get your podcasts. Great talking to you. See you next week.
All right, yeah, and go, make sure you go to the Squirrels Facebook page for that event on Monday. And also a reminder, quickly as we leave, December 6th, the Dominion Energy Richmond Christmas Parade, one of my favorite days of the year. Make sure you mark your calendar for that.
I will see you at the parade. He's Parney. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We're excited about VCU basketball. I'm glad that game got a little juice last night. That was a ton of fun as we rolled towards Monday, VCU NC State. We got international football on Sunday. Great football slate on Sunday. We'll cover it all at 11:30 when we make our football picks. It's the thing we do every year. Ben Solak, he does like some of the advanced stats stuff. He says he's got the five best games this season, statistically, by a quarterback. Number one game this season was Jared Goff against the Commanders last week, statistically. That was the best game by a quarterback this year. The number three best game by a quarterback this year was Sam Darnold of the Seahawks against the Commanders. The fourth best game by a quarterback this year, a whole NFL, was Michael Penix against the Commanders. Three of the top five best games by a quarterback this year were against the Washington Commanders defense. That's what we're working with going into this weekend. That's what needs to change, because the head coach is a defensive guy, and it's got to start in Madrid. And it can start in Madrid. I know the Dolphins just beat the Bills, but this is not this ain't the 72 Dolphins. They're not walking through that door in Madrid. They may be there. They popped their champagne already this year. That was a while ago. But this is a beatable team. I don't think there's moral victories this weekend. I think there's only results. And if there aren't results, it's going to be a long flight back and then a tense Tuesday for everybody as they wait to see what hammer's going to drop. And injuries have been a thing. Dorrance Armstrong was making pressure at the defensive end position. He's out. Deron Payne is suspended, as his own dumb fault for punching somebody who was wearing a football helmet. Javon Kinlaw, Johnny Newton, you got enough depth there. And they knew pass rusher was an obstacle. And this is probably a thing we're going to say this offseason as well, because this team has a ton of salary cap space. This team also is limited in who they can get, because the best pass rushers never make it to free agency. You can only get one guy in the first round of the draft if you have one first-round draft pick. They went offensive line last year. I don't think it was a bad decision. But also, they need a lot of things defensively. Mike Sanders still has taken a step back this year. Quan Martin, I thought expectations were misplaced there. He hadn't been great. It's still been weird to see. Trey Amos is out and Marshawn Lattimore is out. And that's the thing I'm most worried about going into this weekend. Because, you know, and look, I was in the you got to bench Marshawn Lattimore camp. But anytime you're like, oh, you got to bench so-and-so, they're professional football coaches. Their job is to field the 11 best guys every week. If they thought they had a better player, he'd be out there. You're going to take a step backwards. We're going to see the kids, but we got to see some hustle. We got to see some version of strategy, some version of containment. Otherwise, it's going to be a long rest of the year, because injuries are a factor. I won't deny that injuries are a factor. And also, this is the worst defense right now over the last four games since 2002. That's 23 years. Worst defense in 23 years can't be pinned entirely on injuries. Lots of teams go through injuries. A team that is having success, but you would not know it based on the headlines, the Philadelphia Eagles. A.J. Brown is the wide receiver there. He is grumpy from time to time. That's all right. They deal with it. He went on a Twitch video game stream the other night to vent about how he doesn't get the ball enough. Here's what he had to say.
Everything be good though, like you know what I'm saying? Everything be straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good, you know what I'm saying? Wife good, everything.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Trimmer.
I mean, yeah, I mean, where have you been?
No, I'm just checking out, like you my dog, like I still got, you know what I'm saying, gotta check up, you know what I'm saying?
Like family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else? No.
Man, everything gonna click. Trust me.
Show. Oh, man. Awesome. How you been? Yeah, struggling, brother.
How you been, man? It's a S show. Okay, AJ Brown. Eagles offense only scored 10. They beat the Packers. But and this is not inconsistent with every year. Every year he's like, we're winning. Doesn't cover over our issues. He thinks they've got a lot. I mean, targeted three times, catches it twice, 13 yards receiving for A.J. Brown. Not a fan. Not a fan of the Eagles right now in the way they're conducting their business. Lions-Eagles Sunday night. The Lions, the team known for getting under people's skin, got Daron Payne to punch a man wearing a football helmet, as previously referenced. And St. Brown should have been suspended, too. All right, let's you know, we covered that yesterday, but just to make sure, our new listeners here, I think he should have been suspended, too. But they're... You know they're going to be working on that. Eagles are 7-2. They're a good football team. They could get the bye in the NFC because the NFC West is so loaded. And yet, they live in drama. The Chiefs did it too. The Chiefs were just filled with drama during that whole Super Bowl run. Kind of puts new perspective on the whole thing for me. They're like, I mean, you got to make sure the locker room's together and tighten it and all that. And it worked for the Commanders last year. But it turns out you can do it the other way and it works too. As long as you got a good enough roster. As long as you got Patrick Mahomes doing his thing, none of that other stuff seems to matter. Speaking of drama, New York Giants Russell Wilson was benched in favor of Jameis Winston this week. And that's kind of a bit of an indignity if you're a quarterback who has a Super Bowl win. Here's Russ reacting to the benching.
I love it here. I love my teammates. You know, I want to see us turning around. You know, I know God's got a great plan for me. I don't know what it is today, this second as I stand here. I just want to wake up and have a great practice today. That's why, you know, I want to have a great practice today. I'm zoned in on that. And, you know, I want to see it through. I haven't asked for a release or anything like that. I want to be here, you know. But, you know, I think for me, I just want to get better every day. I still want to keep playing football. I love it, obviously, and I feel like I still got it.
That's Russell Wilson. Wants to keep playing football. Feels like he's still got it. Obviously, that's not going to be with the New York Giants, who go to Jameis Winston while Jackson Dart continues to recover from his injury. And we'll follow Russ this offseason. I think the ball's in his court. I think he will get an offer from a football team to be their backup quarterback. And I think the question is he comfortable with that? Can he do that? Not everybody's wired to be a backup quarterback. You think about... Marcus Mariota, I think, is a really good backup quarterback. Colt McCoy was a great backup quarterback. It takes a special mindset to be able to fade into the background and make yourself not seen. And then when they call on you, because you call on the backup quarterback, become the guy and command the respect of everybody in the room. And also not create waves that you're fighting for the starting job, that you think you deserve the starting job. Because you can't do that either. Because that creates tension and drama in the locker room as well. Mariota understands. He's not going to be a starter in the NFL again. And that's the point Russ is at. And Colt McCoy reached that point too, which was more injuries than his play. You know, and that was the fault in him as a backup quarterback, was he was injury prone. You couldn't put him in for long stretches, which they ultimately ended up needing. Backup quarterbacks, The backup quarterback situation is tough for Russ because he's been in the spotlight for so long, and he's been the guy. And you remember, excuse me, he came into Seattle as the listed backup quarterback. And within a week, everybody's like, this guy's a leader. This guy's going to be our starter. And he was, and he started that season and had a great rookie season, built on it, and made a Super Bowl. right there in his first couple of years. He's always been the guy. Even in Denver, he fought with Sean Payton. But he was the guy. It was his offense. In Pittsburgh, right? He, Mike Tomlin tried to make him earn it. But he had that attitude, right, of like, nah, it's going to be me eventually. Can he go to a place, can he go to a team and say, I understand this is not my job to win. I am not able to win it. I will not be given the opportunity to win this starting job. And also, I want to be here. I want to help the team. I like being around football. I don't know if he has that gear, and that's not an insult. Some guys just don't have that gear. Like, Patrick Mahomes doesn't have that gear. When Patrick Mahomes, when the wheels fall off, he's not going to hang out somewhere as a backup for a few years. Aaron Rodgers is not going to be a backup somewhere. Not everybody can do that. And, you know, the great ones can't do that. And I think Russ, for a time, was absolutely one of the great ones. We'll see, though, if he wants to do that. He's going to play out the season in New York for now. Giants-Packers, that's a fun one. Jameis Winston and the reeling Packers. We'll get to football picks in a bit. But Parney on the other side, you're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM. Bringing this thing in for a landing on a Thursday morning, thanks to Megan for Man on the Ones and the Twos. AWOD Radio is, of course, up next. Didn't mention Thursday night football in our picks. It's the Jets and the Patriots. Never want to be the favorite on Thursday night football. That's where random things happen. That said, Drake May is having himself a year. Going to be excited to watch him tear the Jets apart, because, man, the Jets are in a bad space. When the gamble works for the veteran quarterback, when Tom Brady wins you a Super Bowl in Tampa, you'll take whatever cap hits you have to deal with over the next few years. When it doesn't work, when you're Russell Wilson in Denver, when you're the Cleveland Browns, it's a bad place to be. That's, of course, the Jets with Aaron Rodgers as they continue to try to climb out of that hole. Patriots-Jets tonight, Thursday night football. Here's what I hate. And I don't act, you know, that's radio hate. I don't like, it's not, my blood's not boiling right now. Not like it was during that Phil Martelli technical last night. Glad he got that technical. Well-deserved technical. Kudos, if you're listening, kudos, coach. That was a terrible call. You got to show your team you're going to have their back in those moments. What kills me is Thursday night NFL has decimated Thursday night college. We don't do Thursday night college anymore. It's now Friday night college. And we have a good one tomorrow, Louisville Clemson. I would take Louisville Clemson 10 times out of 10 over Jets Patriots. And I understand I'm in the minority here. I understand the reason they don't do that is because none of y'all watch NFL football or watch college football when the NFL's on. We had this with the playoffs last year. First weekend of the playoffs went up against NFL games. When the NFL's on, America watches. I understand that. I have a brain, though. I think through these things. I'd much rather watch Clemson-Louisville. High-stakes ACC game. Every game high-stakes for Dabo there as he deals with everything that's coming his way this offseason, demands for changes, I'm sure, demands to fire him. For Louisville, this is their chance to stay in that ACC title game picture. So muddy, UVA, Duke will be an elimination game on Saturday. We'll monitor Chandler Morris's status throughout the week, into the weekend. You'll hear that game on 1140 WRVA. But we can't even get a bone on Thursday night. And they're moving to all these standalone games. I'm old fashioned. I like having the remote. I like having the clicker. I like flipping between games. It's a streaming world now. We don't do that anymore, right? You pull up the game on Amazon and you just let it run. I don't like that. I want the remote in my hand. I want to be flipping channels. I want to be Scott Hansen on Sunday calling the shots. Give me multiple relevant sporting events at the same time. That's what I need. And especially that now we're going to Friday night college, which, as you know, I hate. Friday nights should be for high school. And first week of high school playoffs here is very important as well. And VISAA action between Trinity and Benedictine, pair of rivals going at it for the ultimate prize. Are you kidding me? That's going to be a fun start to the Saturday as well before a loaded 3:30 college football window. On to Madrid, of course, where the Commanders are practicing today. Already in the books. Terry McLaurin was out there working. He's not going to play in Madrid. Love that he's there, though. Jaden Daniels, not in Madrid, stayed back to continue his rehab. Remember, we're going to get an update on him after the bye week I am curious. Look, I don't think there's any chance he plays against the Broncos coming back. That would be 2 weeks and a couple days from now. Although, TV has to decide if they're flexing that game on Monday. Right now, it's a Sunday night game coming back from Thanksgiving. I think they're going to flex it, but if the Broncos beat the Chiefs and if they think there's a shot at Jaden Daniels, maybe they hang on. The other thing I was told was NBC's also got the Thursday night Thanksgiving night game. They're in Baltimore for that. It's Baltimore-Cincy that they had scheduled this, so they just have to drive the truck down from Baltimore to D.C. The best game to flex it into that week, unfortunately, is in Seattle for them, where it's Vikings-Seahawks. I don't know if they're going to want to drive the truck across the country on Thanksgiving weekend. They're professionals, so find a way if they have to. There are some good games available for them. I don't know if the I think Texans-Colts is a compelling game. Rams-Panthers, if the Panthers show a little juice, that you know they got the Falcons this weekend. They could be above 500. I think that would be a potentially fun game as well. I think there's options if they want to do the flexing. I don't know if they'll do that because it's Thanksgiving weekend. People have travel plans, all those things as well. For me personally, I don't want to be there until midnight watching Broncos Commanders. That's just me though. On the other hand, if the Broncos start sliding, if the Commanders pick up some post by mojo, I think they could be competitive. Even as you've seen, even Marcus Mariota, they've been competitive in these games offensively. It's just about getting that defense turned around, and that's what they've been working on today. So Commanders practiced in Madrid. We'll, of course, have all the updates from there for you. Grant Paulson, GP, Grant Paulson Show, Grant and Danny comes on at 3 o'clock here, tweeted out statistics measuring running by gap, where the Commanders are doing better than average on runs off left tackle. And he says the Laremy Tunsil trade has been a gigantic win for them. Obviously, we do not have enough time left in the show to completely unpack that. But I want to give a brief thought on that, which is I think the Laremy Tunsil trade is in a lot of ways emblematic of what happened to the Commanders this season. And I'm going to cash in my usage of the word vibes here. I know I've been banned from saying that, because the vibes aren't good this year. And the vibes were really good last year. And one thing I keep saying is they didn't get not talented. I know people are yelling about the injuries, and I hear you on the injuries. The whole offensive line is still intact and is performing worse than they did last year. Now, some of that was Jaden Daniels calling off the protections correctly? I don't know. Jaden Daniels clearly had a sophomore slump even outside of his injuries. But the larger point remains that they need that team cohesion, that Lions thing, right, that the Lions have where they all play together, and they don't have that this year. I would argue on paper they have more talent at some positions than they had last year. It hasn't mattered because the vibes have been way off all season long. Laremy Tunsil, great player. Unquestionably, one of the best in the NFL. It was a great trade to bolster a key position for Jaden Daniels. Also a guy who doesn't come to offseason workouts. Also a guy who clocks in, clocks out, handles his business, not leading the rah-rah cheers. Does that stuff matter? It's crazy to think that in the NFL it does. A billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar industry. But those things do matter. And those were the things Dan Quinn had last year. He had a rookie left tackle, and they were still getting Jaden protection, getting Jaden what he needed on each play. His scrambling was obviously a huge factor in that. The vibes are off. I think that's Grant says that's a smash hit win, replacing Brandon Coleman with Laremy Tunsil. The numbers show that Laremy Tunsil's blocking the snot out of people this year. Does that mean they're better? I don't know. The team's not better. The individual players are better, but the team's not better. That's a thing Dan Quinn's going to have to deal with, going to have to reconcile at some point here. We've got lots of time to break that down, though. We've got a Friday fun show tomorrow. We'll check in with Gary Hess then, get you ready for the high school game of the week. Gary unable to drop by today. We'll finish that off with him tomorrow, get you ready for a big Monday VCU basketball game. UVA Duke, your big game on the slate this weekend. Enjoy Thursday night football. Hold your nose, watch it. It's the NFL. You'll be watching. I know the rules. I know how this works. We're back tomorrow. AWater Radio up next. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.